Texans in Lubbock.
Wow.
Because Texas Tech Monday night will be playing for the national championship.
Welcome one, welcome all to the quarantine edition of the Air Raid Podcast presented by Viva the Matadors. You are on, as always, with your boy, I'll be sure. And I got Dylan Smythe with me. What's going on, Dill?
I don't think I've ever been so bored in my life.
In your life?
In my life.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the first 2 years of your life was probably pretty boring. You just didn't know it. My God. Other than this boring, man, we also have a special surprise. Todrick Gocher will be meeting up with us here in a little bit. But before that, guys, last time we talked to y'all, we were getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. We were excited because we were like, all we got to do is win a game. We'll be in the NCAA tournament. We were looking at maybe a 9 or 10 seed. And then COVID-19 happened. Everything got canceled. We haven't had sports for the last month. It's been tough. Dylan, how have you been able to deal with this sportsless wasteland?
You know, if I wasn't into video games, I'd be having a real hard time right now. But video games have been helping me out. Been teaching myself new skills. A little bit of animation, action. Yeah, it's a struggle. But one thing we can do is podcast. And we talked a while for the last 2 weeks about, like, well, we don't have sports, but what can we bring to you guys that might be interesting? And what we decided upon was, let's reach out to old Red Raiders, see how they're doing, and just make a fun little interview style format podcast.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for some more of that. So we, like I said, we have Gocher today. We'll probably have some more guests coming later. And then we're also probably just going to have some random wacky things to do. I mean, listen, you know, this virus is serious. We're going to stay inside. We're going to stay quarantined. We're going to stay home. Right. And there's a good chance we're going to be without sports for until the summer, at the very least. So, but we're still going to keep you entertained. So without further ado, Dylan, you want to hop right into it? Let's get our boy Todd on. And now, without further ado, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Todrick Gocher, on the podcast. What's up, Todd?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Man, it's great on this side. So, you know, you're quarantining right now. So how's quarantine life? You're back in Texas, back in Lubbock with the beautiful wife, the beautiful daughter. How's that going for you?
Man, it's going good, man. I get to spend time with my family. Short season for me overseas, but it's nothing more valuable than spending time with my family.
So tell the people, what team are you playing for now? I remember last time we talked, I know you've moved teams since then. So,
right.
So where are you at right now?
So right now I'm in Istanbul, Turkey. The team is called Beşiktaş, and it's one of the biggest clubs in Turkey, big fan base and big soccer team for sure. So that's where I'm at, and it's been pretty good for me.
Yeah, but see, Turkey don't play about their sports, do they?
No, they very serious. Very serious.
Yeah, for sure. So that's incredible, man. That's great. This is and I've seen like some Beşiktaş highlights before you got there, while you got there. They usually pack the stadium out pretty good. How are the fans over there?
Man, the fans are very passionate. I mean, win or lose, they're there. They're yelling at the opponents, the refs. It's an unbelievable environment, and they love their team for sure.
Oh, that just takes you back to Tech days.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so are you ready, Todd, to get into these rapid-fire questions?
Man, I'm ready.
You think you can handle it? We're gonna put you under the hot seat now.
Hey man, I'm big time in pressure, so I'm ready for it.
All right, we're gonna get you off with the first most important question that anybody's probably ever asked you, which is, what is your top bar in Lubbock?
Top bar, crickets.
Crickets, huh?
I guess so. Yeah. Hey, I gotta be honest. Let me
be real.
Been to a bar in Lubbock, like honestly, like
tell me you'd be proud of that.
Yeah, answer. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Tell me you'd be very proud of that answer.
Yeah, exactly. They know, my teammates know, so for sure.
All right, what about favorite restaurant then?
Favorite restaurant, I'm gonna have to go with Cap Rock.
Cap Rock, all right, there
solid.
We go. That's a nice solid answer.
There as Coach Beard would say, solid.
Do you watch the
Next question. Do you watch the Fireside Chats?
Yes, I did. Man, you know, I got to keep up with Coach Beard, man. He recruited me, so.
You told him to put you on?
Man, he's too big time now, man. back then, we were both small time. Like, he's big time now, so it's different now.
Well, so going back to that, who was the first person that kind of showed you the ropes when you got to Lubbock? By that time, I believe Pat Knight and Coach Beard were gone at that time. So who kind of showed you the ropes when you first got there?
So the first two guys that I met was John Roberson and Mike Singletary. And John was my host as my, like, recruiting host. And, I mean, he showed me a great time, and we had fun. And the funny thing is, he's playing in Turkey right now. We're both in the same league. So when I was in France, he was in France. We played against each other. Now we're in Turkey playing against each other.
When y'all are in France, who won?
Man, he played for Tony Parker's team, so he
okay.
He was top. So
he was cheating. That's what it is. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Well, who's gonna win this time? Have y'all played already or no?
We played. We finished the series 1-1. So 1-1? They won at their home. I won at our home.
Unfinished business.
Unfinished business for sure.
I just need to take it to the driveway.
I know.
All right. Well, so let me ask you this. So back in your – oh, actually, no. Before I even get to that, so speaking of the driveway, right, so now where everybody's in quarantine, everybody's kind of dealing with COVID-19 and making sure to stay home. But what is your favorite quarantine pastime?
Right
now – you and your wife gotta have some battles at the house. I know it. She's an athlete too.
Okay, so she outworks me. I have to be honest. With me, she lifts more than me, not arm wise, but leg wise for sure. So we have battles, but we do everything we do is competitive. So it's amazing right now.
I can see y'all having like diaper changing contests and you know.
Yeah, no, that's true. But like, since I'm home now, she gives me all of that responsibility. I'm just a full time dad, and she's working UMC right now.
There you go. Shout out to her for, you know, basically being a healthcare worker in this trying time, especially. That's absolutely fantastic. And this is the time for you to embrace it for sure.
Yes, sir. Sir.
So let me ask you. So we kind of talked about, you know, when you first got to Tech, how everything was, and with Coach Beard embracing you. What? And when you kind of took over the channel, you kind of spoke on this, but tell us a little bit about when you first got to Lubbock and when did you realize that you knew you were going to be a Red Raider?
So probably my first visit, they took me on a game, Texas Tech versus Texas football game. And when I say they show absolutely love, like the fans already knew my name and just things like that of who's coming in, and they just the people, like the love and the people blow you away. So I think that's what stands out with Texas Tech versus other programs for sure.
And I know me and you have talked about it. I tell people all the time as far as, you know, people dog on Lubbock, but when you get to Lubbock, you were the one that told me when you get to Lubbock, it's hard to leave.
It's hard to leave. You see, I'm still here now. I'm trying to leave. I'm honestly trying to leave, but my wife won't let me leave.
No, I get it. So let me ask you this. So kind of going from that, from your early times, before you got to Lubbock, to your early times in Lubbock, what was your most memorable win while with the Red Raiders?
My most memorable win was against Oklahoma, for sure. They were ranked number 2 or 3 with Buddy Hield, Isaiah Cousins. And, I mean, that game, the atmosphere was amazing. And I'm going to give you number 2 also was beating Oklahoma State, I believe, my junior year when Marcus Smart and all those guys were there.
Ooh, that was that game, there was some little other stuff that brought it on ESPN, but I remember that game.
Right, yeah, that game was unbelievable, man.
Oh, man, that game. See, that's two guys, you know, that's two guys in the league right now. You can say, oh, Buddy Hield for Sacramento? Oh, yeah, I beat him when I was in college. That's nothing, right?
That's for sure, for sure.
All right. Well, so let me ask you this. So you kind of spoke on Oklahoma. We talked about Oklahoma. We talked about Texas, Oklahoma State. What's your least favorite team that you played?
Least favorite team? Ooh.
Yeah. Least favorite school. Just, I mean, who just makes your skin crawl?
The right thing would be to say Texas. But
don't say the right thing. Say the real thing.
Yeah. I would say like Kansas State. Like, it just
really
going to Manhattan, and just I love the program that they have, but just I don't like their stadium and arena too much. But I would say that's my least favorite for now.
I feel you. Let me ask you this: is your favorite away stadium TCU because it's basically Lubbock East?
Oh. No, TCU is kind of close to home, so I always had family out there. So that was basically Texas Tech, like you just said, Lubbock East. So
on this podcast, if there's two schools that we roast more than any other school, it is TCU and Baylor. That's just low hanging fruit for us. So
I appreciate that, but the reason why I can't say Baylor is because my father played football at Baylor, so get on me for that one.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm not gonna get you in trouble with your dad there. Tell us a little bit about Tubby Smith. Like, how big of an impact he made on you, and what your feelings are towards him.
Man, it's nothing but love for Tubby Smith as far as. Not even basketball wise, like I don't even have to talk about that, but just treating us as men and getting ready for life after basketball. And we all know that the basketball is going to stop someday, but he prepared us mentally to get ready to how to treat a woman, to find a wife, to raise kids. And he showed it every day with what he did every day. So I respect him highly for that.
Oh, that's Uncle Tubby then, huh?
That's Uncle Tubby.
that's great. And you hear stories about, I mean, even before, I was going to bring this up, even before the, I think it was the Oklahoma game, before that Buddy Hill game, if you remember correctly, Tubby Smith was over here paying students lunches, right? Yeah. Like giving, making sure everybody came out, not just for that, telling everybody, hey, how great the team is and this, that, and the other, and how we're going to beat this team. And sure enough, we did. And I think, and Coach Beard has attributed Tubby for how his program is now. Tubby built it from, you were there during the 2011 season, built it from kind of the bottom to where it was.
People forget Tubby really was like the foundation and like your class, in my opinion.
I completely agree. I mean, those guys, Zach Smith, Justin Gray, Keenan Norris, like he recruited those guys to Tech, and I mean, that's the foundation of the championship run and all that stuff. So he definitely is a foundation for sure.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the hot seat again then. Who would win in a 5-on-5? The guys that were there during your early years, like Dusty Hannahs, Teran Petway, Ty Nurse, or the guys that were there during your later years, Keenan, the guys you just mentioned, Gray. Who wins in a 5-on-5?
That's a great question. I would say my senior year, like the younger guys, but only because of one thing. Like the guys that I played with at the beginning, they just wanted to score. But now the guys that I played with my senior year, they play offense and defense. Okay. So that's the biggest difference.
So rec league versus team ball.
Exactly. So yeah. I mean, you named them. My man Dusty, my man Jay Crock, Petaway. Not too much defense right there.
I was gonna ask if you got into a 3-point contest with you, D Will, and Dusty Hannahs, who wins?
Ooh. And Dusty Hannahs is lights out. Like I can't even. He's just like I guarded him every day in practice, and he doesn't miss. Contested, uncontested, it's 90% going in for sure.
Now, you were there when Marshall was there, right?
Marshall
Henderson?
I came the year after him.
The year after, okay. I was about to say, between those two, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. So let me ask you this. Who, I don't even know why. This is a hot question. You can say pass on this question if you want to.
Right. Okay.
Better Texas Tech coach, Tubby Smith or Chris Beard?
Oh.
That's cheap.
I'm giving you
you say pass. I'm gonna go with Chris Beard.
It's a better Texas Tech.
It's a better Texas Tech coach.
Fair enough. Listeners of the pod, I respect Tiger Gosher for answering the question. I wouldn't have answered. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, those two my guys, but I have to go with, you know. Chris, me and Coach Beard go way back, so I gotta.
How included was he in your recruiting? Do you have like a fun Chris Beard story?
Man, Coach Beard was like Pat Knight really didn't, you know, he'll dip in and out, but usually assistants are the one that you talk to, and Chris Beard was my the coach. And the funny story is, like, he'll come down to in Garland, Texas, where we stayed. And I mean, I knew he was recruiting me, but he wouldn't, what is it? Like, I had a point guard that was really good named Chris Jones, went to North Texas, and he'll only talk to him. And I'm like, wow, like, really? But then at the end, he was like, you knew I wanted you. I just want to see if you were attracted to Texas Tech like you say you were. So that's the funniest I can get from Coach Beard. Other than that, he's all seriousness.
It's kind of playing mind games with you in recruiting. I like it.
Yes, for sure. Big mind game.
So even back then, Chris Beard always wanted his guys, and that's good to hear.
Yes, always. He knew exactly who he wanted, and he went after them hard.
Good, good. So we kind of talked about the guys when you first got there, the guys at the end of your time there. Let's kind of talk about a little as we kind of end this, you know, questionnaire session. Let's talk about the team now. Did you pay attention to this 2019-2020 team?
Yes, sir, I did.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. What was, you know, this team had kind of its ups and downs. And right now we got two guys that will be leaving the team for sure, and possibly three. Do you see Chris Clark, TJ Holyfield, or Jamias Ramsey making the jump and making in the NBA?
I'll say right now Ramsey for sure. Ramsey can definitely make – I mean, he's young. He has all the tools. TJ Holyfield, I think he would – be best overseas, I think, and Clark can. I know he's undersized, so it's kind of weird to grade him, but he can make a lot of money overseas also as well.
Who would you rather have as a teammate between TJ and Clark?
As a teammate, I like Clark, just because his versatility offensively and defensively, and he loves to share the ball, like, which is a shooter's dream. Like, he gets day shots like crazy. So I would love for him to play with him.
I was saying this year that I think Clark is the best passer and rebounder on the team as a four.
Right.
He led the team in both categories, I think.
I think so.
That's fantastic. So if the season didn't end, how far do you think this team would have went?
Man, I think depending on our seed and where we played, I think we could have got to the Sweet 16, possibly. But, I mean, we needed that closer. We needed someone to close the games out. So I think that was our biggest problem this year.
Yeah. I agree. Man, look at you. You're a top-notch analyst right there. You sure you're not, you're not in the wrong profession? You could always see if a double T insider, you know, Viva the Man. We got a spot on Viva.
Hey, you know? I'm ready, man. I got my master's degree in media and communication. I'm ready, man. Whatever.
There you go. So have you heard a little bit about Namari Burnett, the five-star recruit we got coming next year?
Yes, I did. I watched him only from Twitter, watched a couple of highlights. So I like what I see from him. He should be solid for sure.
Yeah, so with him, with Joel and Tomboy, who's the transfer from UNLV, and basically everybody having a year, years more experience, how far do you see this team next year going?
Man, I see them going really far. They're going to defend because that's what Coach Beard does. But I think if Ramsey leaves Barnett, I think he has to be that guy to average 13 to 15 points for Tech to be successful. And Davide has an average, I think, 16, honestly. So I think they'll go far if that happens.
I heard that some analysts, I can't remember if it was I think it was Bleacher Report. They said that Davide will be on the short list for Big 12 Player of the Year. Do you see it?
Ooh. That's big. That's a big honor. I mean, I can see it. I can see it if everything goes accordingly. But his teammates will have to feed it to him, I think. So he needs a high level point guard to take in that role for sure.
I got a question for you. Who takes the bigger leap next year, Terrence Shannon or Kevin McCuller?
Man, I think Shannon, man. Shannon, I like Kevin, how he came on this late in the season, but I think Shannon is just a ball player, man. Like, he just gets it done. And that energy that he brings every day just – brings excitement to the team, and he plays with passion. So I love it from Chicago. So I love that passion he has.
All right. And then the last question, we'll get you off the hot seat. Last question we got for you, Todd. Would you, as a baller, rather have Terrence Shannon's hops or Russell Tuchua's size?
I'm going with Russ.
Trying to be big 7'1", 300.
7 foot 260. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just something you can't teach. Like, I mean, he should be a big factor for next year. So I can't wait to watch him.
For sure. For sure. Dylan, you got anything else?
I think we're good, man.
Well, Todd, like I said, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Anything you want to plug or anything you want to, you know, say, you can give shout outs to?
Man, I just want to shout out to you guys, first of all, for having me on the show, and just all the Texas Tech fans and people during this time are still connected. I know it's a hard time right now, but I just appreciate all the Texas Tech fans and everybody from the AD down to the athletic department, academics, everybody. So I appreciate them a lot.
And we appreciate you, Todd. I appreciate you. Appreciate your wife, who's out there working very hard at UMC, keeping everybody in Lubbock safe. Just appreciate you and your beautiful family, man. I thank you all for coming on the pod.
Man, I appreciate y'all again, man.
Once again, big shout out to Big Todd for getting on the podcast. You know, if you want to watch highlights from him during his Tech days, YouTube. If you want to watch highlights from him during his overseas days, YouTube. Besiktas is, Dylan, Besiktas is actually a pretty big team that he's on. Like, you know, so that's a really big get for him. One of the greatest shooters of all time in Texas Tech history. Absolutely fantastic. And also, for those of y'all that don't know, we made a Viva the Matadors fantasy draft. And George truly, like I said before, drafted him in the fifth round. I have the best roster. I hate to break it to everybody else. I have the best roster. Dylan,
While you're self-plugging yourself, let me just say, I asked Todd that question about Dusty Hannah's on purpose. It was calculated.
Oh, because you have
the best roster? Because he's on my team. And people just don't understand how good of a shooter that dude was. Anyways.
Yeah, but the reason is, you know, because his best shooting days weren't with Tech. You cheating.
No, they weren't.
You're cheating, bro. That's cheat. That's so cheat. But so be on the lookout for that. We're actually going to expand on the draft. We're going to have a bracket. Be on the lookout for that. More things coming from that. And then not only on the basketball side, we're probably going to expand from this fantasy draft as well. Content. We're going to keep bringing out content while we don't have sports. That's what's important. So, Dylan, anything you want to say to the people?
Just stay safe out there, guys. You know, hunker down. We'll get through this. This too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
As far as me, I gotta echo that. Guys, the more we stay inside now, the sooner everything will be back to normal. So please, please, please quarantine yourselves. I know it's boring. Trust me, I love being outside of my house. But we gotta stay inside so the virus can go away, so we don't, you know, unintentionally hurt people that could be affected by this even more than ourselves. So stay inside. For Dylan, for Todrick, this is Albie Shore. You've been listening to the Air Raid Podcast, presented by the Matadors. As always, stay wrecked, people.